Broadcast media, because of its speed and ability to cover a wide area, plays a critical role for early warning at the time of disaster. In countries where communities are most vulnerable to catastrophes like hurricanes, earthquakes, tsunamis, and cholera, critical information can be relayed quickly to those in need. Virginie André is the coordinator for the Caribbean for ECHO, the European Union Humanitarian and Civil Protection Arm.
Well, for us, radio is simple. Radio saves lives. So the idea to use radio in disaster risk reduction has been ongoing for quite a while now. I mean, most oldest examples are from the 90s after big disasters that occurred, to use the radio as a tool to have a community outreach that no other means can have in the region. So it was quite clear that it was a cheap way to reach the people with key messages that allow to save their lives.
She details key messages transmitted during the different stages of disaster.
Right after the disaster, you have damage information, first aid information, orientations for shelters, information on contacts, on how to deal with the emergency and what to do basically during the first phase of emergency. And then when it comes to the relief phase, you have a little bit much more information on what is the aid available at that moment and what can people do with the infrastructure, etc. And then you have the phase of the recovery, what is going on in terms of plannings, what are the people have to do proper recovery actions. And finally, I mean, in terms of disaster risk reduction, you have a lot of knowledge that is being passed through in order to be prepared for the next disasters.
However, to address the fatigue of public service announcements, the international anti-poverty charity Oxfam teamed up with UNISDR in Haiti to develop a radio drama. Haiti, with its rich storytelling culture, is using radio novella or radio drama to deliver compelling and entertaining programming.
Mba jom di ou pral bon problèm tak ou Georges non? Mdi ou ke nou pa gen moyen pou sa seulement?
Bon m'ap travay di. Ou fè comme si son pare se mieux.
A devastating earthquake back in January 2010 killed 200,000 people and forcibly displaced 1.5 million. The country was hit by a double whammy when a cholera outbreak spread in the capital Port-au-Prince, killing over 9,000 people. Tim Tim deals with the aftermath of such issues, but it also tackles man-made disasters, says Soraya Vergi, the coordinator of the program for Oxfam.
For example, in season two, there's a storyline where in the north of Haiti, the community is very vulnerable to cyclones and tsunamis and whatnot. And there's a mother of a family, Jeanette, a very elderly lady who believes that God will protect her. She doesn't believe in preparation of disasters and builds her house in a very precarious area. Eventually, she dies from a tsunami because she refuses to leave the house.
Tim Tim is based on an innovative model that moves beyond awareness raising to programming that helps change not just the behaviors of the individual and community, but also perceptions and social norms. Soraya explains.
The storylines are based on the negative beliefs that we really want to challenge and also the positive values that we want to promote. So we decide on 5 to 6 values that we wanted in each topic, and we ensure that the education portion is not too much, and we maintain the dramatic elements whilst also through the characters on the storyline, people learn about people that practice negative beliefs, people that practice positive beliefs, and what happens to both types of characters.
Cholera and disaster risk reduction have been some of the most popular topics broached in the radio novella, says Soraya. The media can play a great role in changing people's attitudes and familiarizing them with the factors that drive risk and how to reduce them, says Ricardo Mena, the head of UNISDR's Regional Office for the Americas. In places where the media plays such a role, people are much better prepared to withstand the effects of disasters, he adds.
Once a disaster situation happens, Then the media enters into play and they make several recommendations on how to cope with the emergency once it's there. But this is, of course, too late. We need to have the media also emphasize on ways in which the population can, one, assess what level of risk they actually face, two, what are the measures that they can take in order to minimize that risk, and three, be better prepared in case the hazard actually materializes and the emergency occurs. So this is this has to do with family safety and evacuation plans. It has to do with a series of preparedness measures. You know, if you live in an earthquake-prone areas, you need to fix some of your furniture to avoid it from falling on top of you or creating, you know, some damage to the persons that live within your house.
UNISDR has launched a global blueprint called the Sendai Framework that helps mitigate both natural and man-made emergencies. With the help of its partners ECHO and Oxfam, the agency is using radio and television to alert, inform, and educate the public on good practices and tools to use in order to reduce disaster risk, or DDR. Meanwhile, radio remains the most popular form of communication, not only in Haiti, but in other parts of the world. It's engaging, entertaining, and it saves lives in times of emergencies. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.